الحمد لله. The final moments of Ramadan have arrived. First, we are grateful to Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken us to this hour with good health and well-being and has given us the tawfiq to complete Ramadan. There are no words that we can present in the court of Allah to be grateful for. Ramadan took some promises from us. And alhamdulillah, today, and Ramadan promised to us some things, and alhamdulillah, today it's completed the promise and is departing. Ramadan said, keep the fast, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, and I will make you the muttaqi. Subhanallah. It's your job to keep the fast, and it's my job to make you muttaqi. So, that alhamdulillah, today, that promise, it is completing and departing from us. And taqwa, that message of how to attain taqwa, it's given us that teaching. The whole objective of Ramadan, to attain this, the essence of Ramadan, which Ramadan made us practice, is that where we suppressed and left our desires and passions and we started to listen to the orders of Allah. And the whole of Ramadan, Ramadan made us practice this. That we leave our desires, base desires and nafs, and we go after the desire and the orders of Allah. This was the message of Ramadan, the objective of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, we practiced this for 30 days, and nobody's fast could be complete without this. Whoever kept a fast, first and foremost, he had to do this action, that he had to leave his nafs, desires, food, drink, everything that's normally halal. Allah Ta'ala said to leave that. We left that and then we made niyyah that I'll keep the fast. And the whole day he spent according to Allah Ta'ala's order. And in the evening he became the muttaqi. Today, 30 days, alhamdulillah, Ramadan has made us all muttaqis. He has fulfilled his promise. Ramadan has fulfilled his promise. Maybe there's difference in levels and stages acquired in different stages and levels. Not everyone is on the same level, same stage as a muttaqi, but every person is a muttaqi, alhamdulillah. Everyone is a muttaqi. That's why we are happy about Eid that has come. What other reason is there to celebrate and be happy? That every human being who has kept a fast, man and woman, alhamdulillah, is a muttaqi. And the good news for that, Allah Ta'ala has shown in the Quran, explained in the Quran, how Allah Ta'ala has prepared Jannah for the muttaqi, subhanallah. So Ramadan's azeem, honor and status, Allah Ta'ala has given to us, bestowed to us with the barakah of Ramadan, that Ramadan is given to us, that we have got an honor and dignity, that we are on that manzil destination of taqwa, that paradise has been opened for us. And to testify to this, to mention this and confirm this in the morning after Fajr, alhamdulillah, we will recite the takbirs in the court of Allah. That Allah, we are grateful to you that you've made us muttaqi. And the rewards of the muttaqis that you've mentioned in the Quran, that we have attained all of them. And to be grateful for this, we then pray the 2 rakah salah of Eid. So now, brothers, if somebody gets such an honor and dignity, then nobody wants to waste that, does he? That Jannah is opened up for a person, the palaces and mansions of Jannah made for everyone. That every person who's kept the fast, and he who cannot keep the fast, then he gave fidya, compensation. But with regards to Ramadan, the person left his desires, then he has gone to the Qurbullah. Even that person is a fasting person. Yes, due to an excuse, valid excuse, he couldn't keep the fast. So that person's also joined that line of the muttaqis to attain taqwa. Such a big honor and dignity and status, nobody can waste this. So now the question is that this honor, we need to continue this until maut, death. Now say we've got a year left, and in this year, this honor, this title, this dignity that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed to us, given to us, that Ramadan gave us a gift, we should not waste this. Remember this point. For this, what we need to do, I give you a method, alhamdulillah. I'll tell you a method. If you do amal on this method, then inshallah, until death, this honor of taqwa, of being a muttaqi, this will continue with us. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Now look, if we see that every day we kept the fasts for 30 days, we have to keep the fast in the same way. Say subhanallah. We have to keep the fast in the same way. We have to wake up in the morning, make the niyyah and keep the fast. And in the evening we have to do iftar. But the form of this fast, the condition will change, this fast that we have to keep. We have to keep the fast in the same way. And in this, what we have to do is that in this, that we don't keep the physical bodily fast, we keep the spiritual fast. The physical fast we kept in Ramadan. So now Allah Ta'ala has removed that from us. Okay, that's fine. The physical fast, you can leave that now. So what's left? Eating, drinking, everything's halal. It's permissible to you. That this niyyah that we're going to keep of the fast, that we're going to keep every day. So we make niyyah now, intention that we keep the fast. And in that fast, what do we need to do? Food, drink, everything fine. It's okay. But taqwa, the foundation of taqwa, the objective is that our nafsiyat, our desires, we leave them and we follow Allah Ta'ala's will and desire. This will remain existent, say subhanAllah. Food and drink is allowed. You can partake of that. Do that. But the niyyah will make for fast after Ramadan. What will be remaining in that fast, that spiritual fast, begin in the morning when we keep the fast, that our base desires will leave them and we will follow Allah Ta'ala's will and desire. This is a niyyah. You know, we say, وَبِسَوْمِ غَدِنَّ شَيْرُ مِنْ عَبْدَانِ. So we say the same, وَبِسَوْمِ غَدِنْ. Allah, we keep the fast with this niyyah intention. Just like every day we kept the fast in Ramadan, we made this niyyah that we will leave our desires and passions and follow Allah's hukum. So we will do the same thing. And the easy thing is we'll eat, we'll drink, we can do everything, everything's allowed. We'll keep this fast. And in the evening, we will do iftar, alhamdulillah. Okay? So niyyah you've made. So for this, we have to do iftari. For this fast, there's iftari. There's suhoor. In the morning, we'll eat the sehri, consume the sehri, and also we'll do iftari. So you've understood the niyyah. So with this niyyah, what do? The iftari, sorry, the suhoor, the sehri, that we had the food, the pre-dawn meal, breakfast. So what's the suhoor for this? Is the dhikr of Allah. You make the niyyah to fast. Allah will leave our desires and passions and lust, and we will follow Allah's will and desire. This is the fast, the niyyah. And the sahri, the suhoor, how do you eat that? You do with dhikrullah. So that's your seerah, sahri, and that's your niyyah. Evening time will come before sleeping. You will break this fast. You can break the fast when you go to bed. Yes, after you're free from Isha, you will go to your bed and then you will do iftari. And the iftar of this fast, which is after Isha, you can do it. What is the iftar? That is also the dhikr of Allah. Yes? So the suhoor, sahri is the dhikr of Allah, and the iftar as well is the dhikr of Allah. When you do iftar, then you will break the fast and you will go to sleep. And that will be one fast complete. So if we do this fast continuously, alhamdulillah, but because we didn't break the fast, when we kept the fast, we didn't eat, we didn't drink. The same when we make this knee in the morning to fast, then we have to be cautious, exercise caution for this fast, that our base desires, ego, we cannot leave them, we cannot follow them, we have to follow Allah's hukum, otherwise we will break our fast. That's the niyyah we have to make today. And when that day you see that you've broken that fast, then the morning I made niyyah to fast, then I did that we will not follow our desires, we will not run after our desires, we'll follow Allah's hukum, His orders, ahkams, and in opposition to that, our desires are coming, we won't follow them. In the evening, if you carry on like this, then your fast is complete. And if along the way we do something against that, then consider that fast has been wasted. Today's fast is gone. Today's fast is gone. Wasted. So this is the tariqah, the method. If we follow this tariqah, then alhamdulillah, this honor will continue with us until death comes. And our Ramadan will never end. And that fast, when it ends, but the physical fast ends, but if we take the spiritual fast and continue with that, the person who has this niyyah, for which we practice Ramadan, that we will leave our base desires and we will live our lives in accordance with Allah Ta'ala's order and instruction. May Allah Ta'ala give me and you all the tawfiq, that this was the farewell message of Ramadan to us, that do amal on this, inshallah. I will not leave you, Ramadan says. Inshallah, and Qiyamah will stand and testify that didn't just keep 30 fasts, they continued those fasts for the rest of their life. SubhanAllah. May Allah Ta'ala give us the ability, tawfiq, to also keep these fasts. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.
سيد المرسلين شفيع المسلمين طه ياسين حبيب ہمیں مولا تیرا فضل تیرا کرم میرے مولا تو ہم سے روزی پوری کروا دی رمضان پورا کروا دی ہمیں مولا ایک ہی التجا ہے, تمہارے گناہ معاف فرما دے. آخری گھڑی ہے میرے مولا, تو ہمیں سچی توبہ نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ساری زندگی ہمارے غفلتوں میں گناہوں میں گزری ہے, نافرمانی میں گزری ہے میرے مولا. تیرا وعدہ ہے کہ رمضان میں جب مجھ سے معافی مانگی ہے معاف فرما دوں. یا اللہ ہم ہاتھ پھڑائے کھڑے معاف کر دے میرے مولا, معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ ہماری بخشش فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمیں عذاب قبر سے بچا, عذاب جہنم سے بچا, پل صراط سے بچا. یا اللہ بے حساب جنت میں داخل فرما میرے مولا. جو کوتاہیں ہیں غلطیاں میرے مولا ہم سے ہوئی ہیں معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمیں صحت عطا فرما, یا اللہ بیماریاں دور فرما, یا اللہ بلاؤں سے بچا, یا اللہ بلاؤں سے بچا, یا اللہ بیماریوں سے بچا. شفا کامل عاجل نصیب فرما گھر میں, یا میرے مولا ہمارے تنگ دستیوں کو دور فرما, فراوانی نصیب فرما ہماری اولاد کو. یا اللہ دیکھ فرما, یا اللہ تمام انعامات میرے مولا تختا, یا نبی پاک سن سب جتنی بلائیں تجھ سے مانگی وہ ہمیں عطا فرما, ہر بلائیوں سے ہمیں دور فرما, ہر چیز ہم پہ آسان فرما. یا اللہ, یا اللہ پہ رحم فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں پکا مسلمان بنا, نبی پاک کی سنت پہ چلنے والا بنا. یا اللہ جو ہم سے رمضان میں کوتاہی ہوئی ہیں, غلطی ہوئی ہیں, نازش ہوئی ہیں, یقیناً ہوئی ہیں میرے مولا, ہم کہاں تیرے حکم کی مکمل طور پہ تعمیر کر سکتے ہیں, تیرا حق ادا کر سکتے ہیں میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی عبادتوں کو قبول فرما. یا اللہ ہماری ٹوٹی پھوٹی عبادتوں کو یا کری میں پھر رمضان نصیب فرما دینا. یا اللہ ہمیں پھر رمضان نصیب فرما دینا. اے میرے مولا, اے میرے مولا, جو غلطی ہوئی بے ادبی ہوئی رمضان میں میرے مولا معاف فرما دے, اے میرے مولا معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ معاف فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے گھروں میں جو بیمار ہیں کچھ وہ نصیب فرما. ہمارے یا اللہ حلقے میں جو عورت مرد بیمار ہیں کچھ وہ نصیب فرما. یا اللہ جو پریشان حال ان کی پریشانی کو دور فرما میرے مولا. اللہ ہمارے عزیز اقارب میں جو بیمار ہیں کو شفا نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے ذکر فکر کی محفل کو میرے مولا تا حیات زندگی قیامت تک اس کو میرا فیض جاری فرما. مجھ سے جو کوتاہی ہوئی ہیں میرے مولا, نالائکی بھی میرے مولا, تو اپنے فضل سے معاف فرما دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہم نفس کے پتلے ہیں, یا قریب شر نفس و شیطان سے ہمیں بچا کے رکھنا. جیسے میرے مولا تو نے ہمیں رمضان رکھنے کی توفیق عطا فرمائی, روزوں میں ہماری مدد فرمائی. یا اللہ ہمارے اس دوسرے روزوں میں جو روح کا روزہ ہے میرے مولا جو قیامت تک چلنے والا ہے, اس میں بھی ہماری مدد فرما یا کریم. یا اللہ, یا اللہ اس کی مدد فرما. یا اللہ وہ روزہ ہمارا جنت میں افطار فرما اپنے دیدار کے ساتھ میرے مولا. یا اللہ جنت میں اعلیٰ مقامات نصیب فرما, ہماری ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما, ان کی قبروں کو جنت کی کیاری بنا. تمام اور عزیز و اقارب جتنی بھی دنیا سے گزر چکے میرے مولا, ان سب کے میرے مولا مقرب فرما اور اعلیٰ درجات عطا فرما. ہمارے تمام رشتے دار میرے مولا, تمام جاننے والے, تمام ساتھی دنیا سے جا چکے ہیں میرے مولا, ہمارے حلقے سے جتنے لوگ جا چکے ان سب کی مغفرت فرما. یا میرے مولا اس رمضان میں سب کی مغفرت فرما, جنت میں اعلیٰ مقام نصیب فرما. ہمارے حضرت یا اللہ بلند سے بلند اپنی شان کے مطابق درجات کو بلند فرما. تمام مشائخ کرام کو اعلیٰ مقامات نصیب فرما میرے مولا, اس سلسلے قیامت تک جاری و ساری فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ اس سلسلے قیامت سے قیامت تک جاری و ساری فرما. اے میرے مولا, اے میرے مولا, جتنے بھی اس رمضان کے اندر صالحین نے, عابدین نے, یا اللہ بڑے بڑے اولیاء اللہ نے, یا اللہ ہر سلاسلی کے اولیاء نے جو دعائیں تو سے مانگی رمضان میں, تمام صاحب کرام جو دعائیں مانگی اور تمام صاحب کرام جتنی دعائیں مانگی نبی پاک اس میں جو دعائیں مانگی میرے مولا, ان دعاؤں میں ہمیں بھی شامل فرما, ان دعاؤں میں ہمیں بھی شامل فرما. اے میرے مولا ہم تیرا حق ادا نہیں کر سکتے, بس تجھ سے معافی کی درخواست ہے میرے مولا, یہ معاف فرما دے, بس ہمیں معاف فرما دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دے, کرم فرما دے. صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقی نور عرشی زینت فرشی وآلہ صحب اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون, وسلام علی المرسلین, والحمد للہ رب العالمین. آمین.